How are you at stewarding your words? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In July, Dr. Jim Dennison wrote, "If the political turmoil of these days is stressing you out, you're not alone." In an American Psychiatric Association poll, nearly three-quarters of the respondents said they're feeling anxious about this election. Another poll found that nearly 40% are depressed or anxious about the election season, and a similar amount shared that they're checked out by the amount of news and social media attention on politics and the upcoming election. Fueled by rhetoric that demonizes political opponents, our politics are now more visceral than ever and thus likely to become violent. The strife and division created in the public arena have both personal and national economic consequences. We need to rebuild trust and unity among family, friends, and neighbors. In his great book, The Case for Civility, Oz Guinness wrote, "Name-calling, insults, and ridicule have replaced deliberation and debate. Neither side talks to the other side, only about them. And there is no pretense of democratic engagement, let alone a serious effort at persuasion." This loss of civility in our land can be reversed. Those of us who identify as Christians need to speak with words and in ways that reveal genuine faithfulness to Christ. Our words must flow from a heart transformed by the love of God. Saturating our hearts and minds with God's Word will enable us to steward our words in ways that glorify Him. Now, if inflation has led you into credit card debt, Christian Credit Counselors wants to help. They can create a debt management plan specifically for your needs. For more information, visit crown.org/CCC.